Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Tobin, and I don't know, you look like you were busy. I don't want to. No, because sometimes you're like, oh, you guys could have talked.
I just said, give me a second.
I know, but sometimes you're like, oh, you guys could have talked while I was doing my thing.
All right.
Hey, what movie is this from?
Iron Man. No, was that close?
Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Who couldn't remember that this popular song, Nirvana, that's been around for 50 years, was in that one movie.
That's not the first time I've heard the song. I knew who it was.
Not a good movie.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Nah.
I find myself enjoying all of the Marvel movies except for Blue Beetle.
I liked Blue Beetle.
Huh.
Really?
I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was fun.
And I wasn't too good. I didn't too good about the Black
Beetle. Adam.
Black Adam.
Didn't see that. That's The Rock.
Yeah,
I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta tell you, The Rock. Bit of a slump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bit of a slump.
For sure.
Really?
That's why I had to go back to wrestling.
True.
Because he had. No, but they pay him up front.
Who?
Them for those movies.
Jumanji was good, though.
I know, but it's like.
Jumanji was good.
But eventually.
Wait. Not because of The Rock.
The girl?
Kevin Hart. Because
of Jack Black.
Jack Black.
And, you know, the girl?
Hmm?
One of the girls was the sister in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
The one, the blue one.
I don't
one,
know who you're talking about.
The blue, you know.
Oh, yeah. The robot looking
the
one.
The robot one.
She Karen was the, Gillan.
She was the girl in Jumanji.
Yes. Talking to the microphone. Dude, you don't have to talk to the, it doesn't help us you talking to the window.
Huh?
Talking to the microphone. Doesn't help you talking to the window. First of all, he doesn't hear you better that way. Mm-hmm. He hears you better talking into this.
But I appreciate you looking at me.
It's soundproof. You talking to him literally does nothing. And he's on camera. You can see his face right there.
It's more of a respect.
Don't get mad at me. We've talked about this many a times.
Oh God,
it's like you freelancing routes.
Okay.
You're lashing out. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose more over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Why are you so mean?
Why is your mic off? Oh, because you're eating chips while we're on the air. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Wow. After we heard crunch, crunch, crunch at the beginning of the segment.
You have the radio etiquette of a warthog.
Wow. Hakuna Matata.
Why are we children?
Just no chance to do radio today, right?
No, apparently
what
not.
What do you mean?
Wait, You yelled at him for not giving you.
I asked for 3 seconds to cut a soundbite, and he's like, me, come back to Tobin and Leroy. You couldn't just let the Nirvana play. Why? Because you were going to get a call from Galen. Why is Nirvana playing so long? And then you're like, no, Frog Boy. Actually, it was Blue Beetle on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Solid.
I listened when you said wait.
I know you did.
Thank you.
But him, he's like, he got all nervous. All right.
It was 33 seconds.
Yeah, and you couldn't wait 40, apparently.
Oh, somebody got mad. Really, Leroy? The only Hispanic hero we have? Yeah, but guess what?
Wait, who is
his name is Black Adam.
No. Black Adam is
Black Adam's the Rock.
Black guy.
Blue Beetle is the.
Blue Beetle is Hispanic?
I like Blue Beetle.
Yes.
I did enjoy Blue Beetle.
It's Hispanic, yes.
All right, so let's get to our headlines.
Yeah.
Did I do the headlines, Lana? You guys got me all flummoxed.
No.
Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sports, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Chris Greer is addressing the media, but he started off his press conference. No questions?
Okay.
Addressing Jalen Ramsey. Here was Chris
Good
Greer.
Afternoon, but wanted to address, obviously, the news of the day that people will be curious about with regarding Jalen Ramsey. So really, after a couple weeks of discussions between ourselves internally and Jalen and his representation, we decided that it was probably in the best interest for all parties to move forward. So I will say these decisions aren't done quickly, and they're not taken lightly, because we spent a lot of time this offseason working through this, talking through things. At the end of the day, Jalen did not ask for a trade. So we went through the process, and I just felt that after numerous conversations and then talking last week with Jalen and his agent, that it was best to move forward, and it was best interest of the Miami Dolphins and for Jalen Ramsey. So with that, I'll open up for questions.
Do you expect to trade him before the draft for a draft pick and other assets?
I don't know. Trades come together at all different times. You know, you've seen from before the draft, day of the draft, during the draft. I think A.J. Brown was during the draft. It happened. When it happens, it'll happen. And if it doesn't, we'll deal with it then.
All right. There you go. That's how he started his presser today.
So it wasn't Jalen Ramsey.
He's saying Jalen Ramsey did not request a trade.
Okay.
They had talks about Jalen Ramsey with his representation. Mm-hmm. They've decided to move on. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. That's what he says, Bam. But that's where we're at right now.
Sounds like you were right about the money thing. Well,
come on.
No, why? He had nothing to do with it. They said he didn't.
He said he had nothing to do with it.
Oh, so you don't believe him?
Give a point to Len.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have one of those. But
it's actually funny.
Really?
He texted us, why was the Nirvana point playing so long?
Point.
For
give him a point, you rascals.
Why did you put that into the ether? You knew that was coming.
He also says that he is not trading Tyreek Hill.
Oh.
But would consider it for 2 first-round picks.
Oh.
Which means the trade demands have started.
How about that?
Also, I wasn't the one typing.
No, that was I think that was Barry Jackson.
That's funny.
FYI.
He said on the departure of Calais Campbell, we talked to his agent a couple times, made him an offer, but he ultimately decided he wanted to go play for the team that drafted him.
Or you tried to lowball him.
Yeah, exactly. 100% Leroy.
Because last year, when he came here, this was home.
He said, from Joe Shad, we can't hold Cam Smith's hand anymore waiting for him.
Oh, you're not going to hold his hand. He's going to be grabbing with that hand as people run by. That's why. Look, I'm a firm believer in this. You can develop young talent, but the most important thing is to find out yay or nay. This is in every sport. If you let this linger, You're holding up a spot and maybe holding up a career that doesn't work in your on your team. So you need to find out as soon as possible, because the penalty for finding out about Cam Smith, right, now is that he hasn't played, and now if he has a good year, it's time to get paid, and you only got 1 year out of it.
I feel bad for Anthony Weaver, honestly. Out of anybody I feel bad for Weaver, because I felt like he did a decent job last year already with a mishmash unit, right, and now they're giving him even less as of right now. I don't know what the draft's going to turn into, obviously, or anything, but I'm just saying, as of right now, looks like he's got his work cut out for him.
Realistically, stop trying to act like every young player is going to come in here and play and be a contributor. When it happens, you are lucky. It's not a norm.
Barry Jackson tweets out, Stephen Ross did not tell Chris Greer to spend less. Quote, he wants badly for the Dolphins to win in a salary cap era. You can't keep high-priced players. Said this is not a rebuild. They expect to win this year. Quote, we're looking to sign good players at prices we felt comfortable paying. Still looking at undrafted free.
Okay, but when you've overpaid,
free agents.
When you've overpaid and paid all your players top dollar, why would anybody come to you for cheap?
Yeah.
When they know, hey, you want to make that munion? Call up Chris Greer. Call up the Dolphins. The only guys, you've paid everybody in the National Football League except the guys you drafted.
Dave Ferrones tweets out that Chris Greer says Tyreek Hill has been in the building working with new wide receivers coach Robert Prince about every other day in the early offseason. He has shown that he wants to be in Miami. When asked about the Miami Dolphins having issues in-house or play or with culture, he says, quote, wildly inaccurate. Things happen with players. You see it around the league. You see moves like this happen, this and that happen. They happen for various reasons. There's no internal people trying to get out of here.
Okay. If I may. We don't know that. You're not in that locker room. You're in the peripheries of the locker room. But I mean, some things have to change. Will we admit that? Some things have to change as far as how we do things, how we go about things, from the head coach to the players to whatever, right? And that's a fact. If you want to start winning and doing things and playing winning football, sometimes your attitude has to change. Sometimes the play calling has to change. Sometimes the players have to change.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to evaluate it at the end of every year and make the necessary adjustments. For example, Man Campbell took over Detroit. Man. First thing he said, we're going to be tougher.
Tough.
We're going to be physical.
Yeah, tough.
That's the starting point.
I remember when the Dolphins kicked his ass, though. That wasn't that long ago.
What? Kicked whose ass?
Man Campbell's. 2 years ago. Kicked his ass. Been doing NFC championship.
Okay, who's winning now?
Oh, Penei Sewell would floss to her. Well, I guess he wouldn't fight each other. He would take Chop Robinson, spank him over his knee. I love you, Chop, but, you know, Penei Sewell, scary.
The other reason why they got really good really fast, you ready? Because they had, like, fourth and fifth rounders that end up being straight ballers.
Mm-hmm.
That also helps.
Chris Greer says Patrick Paul will be our starter at left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
We don't really care about that. We want to know, is he going to be any good?
Oof. I hope so. He better be.
I don't know. See, if I was the Dolphins, this is the honest truth. If I was the Dolphins, I would put Patrick Paul at left guard. For any other reason, for this only reason. So he could play next to Teron Armstead and get an idea of the action, the energy, the physicality of how things go.
Yep.
Right? Instead of his first time playing being taken over for Teron Armstead. So, yeah, that's just me. You can't put yourself in this situation year after year after year, meaning that you have guys who you're not playing and then they play in their third or fourth year, and now you got to pay them a boatload of money. You haven't gotten anything out of them. Play them. Coach them up. Figure it out. If you get to that third or fourth year and he have that big year and you have questions, then fine. But we have no idea what Cam Smith's going to be. We have no idea what Patrick Paul's going to be. And now they're coming up on, this is Patrick Paul's second year. This is Cam Smith's, what, third year or fourth year?
It's going to be his third year.
Third year. So guess what that means? If he has any ounce of success, now you got to pay him.
But if you say we can't hold his hand anymore, that doesn't sound like you have any faith in him.
Of course not. But if he balls out, that means either you're going to let another guy walk or you're going to end up paying him a boatload of money and have gotten nothing out of him. I know the money is for projected for what you think that guy's going to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have any cheap labor on your team, you're never going to be successful. Everybody on your team can have max money. And that's where, look, all your productive players. Who's the cheap productive player on the Dolphins? Who's the guy that got at a steal and...
A-chan.
No!
All right. A-chan was pretty late.
I mean, but he's been playing and he's getting ready to be up.
True.
Don't use
a running back. That's going to cost us some money.
You know who's the cheapest, the most valuable asset they have? Sealer.
Who wants an extension?
Right! And deserves it.
One. And deserves one, by the way.
So think about that. Who's the cheap labor on your team? Phillips is in his last year.
Kohu?
Kader Kohu.
I mean, like, they're all rookies. Like,
right.
You know, Storm Duck, Malik Washington.
And they haven't played. So it's not even up for discussion of whether to extend them or play them or whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about when you talk about all these other teams. Look at the Eagles. White man can't jump balled out.
Hunter says, this makes me miss the segments about Rob Nen.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
You have to have a mix of cheap labor versus your core guys.
We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, we'll dive more into what Chris Greer is saying as the tweets are flying in. Back after this.
Well, today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Not around.
Get to...
Come on.
No. I'm letting you finish.
Post Malone.
So for Miami Heat practice, you do a little 15 minutes of heat here. For you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. Miami Heat practiced today, Leroy, as they get ready for the play-in game. Apparently, everybody did some work today at practice, including Pelle Larsson and Nikola Jovic. Shout out to Tommy Tag for the update. But it does seem like Andrew Wiggins was good to go. And... the only person who's not there is Kevin Love, who is not with the team for personal reasons.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably best. That's probably
why.
Best. Old Twitter fingers over there just posted memes all season.
I would say this.
This is more days than me.
Be careful. One of the reasons why I never, ever, ever, ever say anything about personal reasons is you don't know what those personal reasons are.
Exactly.
I hope everything's okay with him. With
be
that being
careful.
Said, maybe he should retire if he's so
you want to.
You don't know what the issue is.
The Heat will be back.
Can he just have a new kid?
Yes. I wouldn't say that's like not for nothing. So
right,
yeah, it's probably not for nothing. You're right. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay.
Damage is done though. Like you already said it.
Well, then you know what, dude? You need more time off the court, then, buddy. Take it.
The Heat will be back in action tomorrow, 7:30. Is the tip-off from the United Center, 6:15 preheat with Solana and Tommy Tag. Tonight, we have the 7-8 play-in games, and that includes, of course, Grizzlies and Warriors, which we are going to have a very keen eye on tonight, in addition to who the Heat will play on Friday, of course, after they beat the Bulls' ass. So there's that. So that is your 15 seconds of heat. Chris Greer.
Oh.
Speaking of the media right now, and the pod, you know we get our heat. We do plenty of heat here, guys, and we've done plenty of heat today. So if you missed any heat, go get the podcast, Tobin and Leroy, on the Odyssey app. But he is speaking to the media as we speak. You want a gem of a – you want a good quote? You want a good quote? Leroy, you want a good quote? Leroy, you want a good
it's
quote?
It's going to bother Leroy. For sure.
I want one.
J-Fig, you want a good quote?
I do.
Marcos, you want a good quote?
Oh, I need one.
I'll give you guys a good quote, but first I got to get a call. 305-567-0560.
Jeez.
305-567-0560. If you guys want a great quote from Chris Greer, just if you guys want it, I got it for you. It's right here
I'm
in my
pocket. Leroy Jenkins.
Nope. Oh, no, there's please. No. Don't do that. No. Come on. Let me tell you. But first, I need to call it. 305-567-0560.
Spoiling a bit. That's
3.
No, spoil the bit.
305. I swear I'll give you the quote. But first, I just need to make sure everybody wants to hear the quote. So I need a caller. 305-567-0560. If you want to hear the quote, because it's a doozy.
His Twitter fingers are pretty slow.
It is a doozy. And I was like, excuse me?
I'm actually interested to see if Leroy's going to be able to
decipher it.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Ready? I got a caller. Oh, wait. Hey, RVA Richie.
Is it a golden quote?
It's not an Al Golden quote, no. But it's a doozy. It's a doozy. You want to hear it?
You don't get it.
Let's go. Let's hear it, folks.
The golden goal.
This is from Joe Shad's Twitter. Chris Greer says...
No!
Hold on. Leroy's grabbing a balloon, Richie.
Chris
Greer says... Maybe sometimes in the draft process, I've deferred too much.
What? See you, Richie. What?
He's deferred too much.
Deferred too much.
To who? To, I was going to say to who?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know, dude. I don't know, and I don't know. I've deferred too much.
We waited for this.
Hey, I got a question.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I got a question. Didn't the Dolphins draft Cam Smith?
Yeah.
Who was teammates with your son at South Carolina?
Oh. I didn't know that.
So who'd you defer to, dude? Hmm. Riddle me that, Batman. I'd love to know.
Throwing his son under the bus? Should have listened to my son this last draft.
Listen, he's a punk kid. He didn't know what he was talking about. I was pulling a Woody Johnson where he was listening to Madden ratings.
Yeah, exactly.
I deferred too much. Dude, are you kidding me? You want to tell this? You right now, let me just, I just want everybody to be clear.
Yeah.
You right now understand why this man has kept a job in that organization for 25 years. You now have insight. If you didn't know, now you know. We all knew, but in case you didn't know, now you know.
Pipe down, Biggie.
That has to be a very, very,
call the Lord. Call him. Call him.
You just quoted. You quoted a direct line from Biggie. Did he not?
That's a quote. Yes, yes.
It's a direct quote from Biggie.
You could have used.
Is that how you meant it?
You could have used Notorious.
Oh, Notorious. No. I'm telling you.
That's funny. No. He. Okay, you said if you don't know, now you know. That's what Leroy was.
Right.
No.
That's.
I see.
On purpose.
I see what you mean.
Was it Juicy?
I just slide by yes, again. Yes.
Juicy is the name of the song.
Oh, you have to ask, huh?
No.
And if you don't know.
Now you know.
Call the Lord.
What do you think of that, Leroy? I mean, what do you think of that?
He called him Biggie.
Perhaps I've deferred too much. Now he wants more control?
Here's what I would say. There comes a time where, and we're all victims of this. You know how we all want to take responsibility and be a big man or whatever, but you kind of only take part of it? That's what he just did. All hell's breaking loose right now. And a lot of things need to be fixed. Right? Nobody wants to hear how the sausage is made. Right? We just want to talk to the guy representing the sausage. And I'm going to tell you right now. He pulled the Tobin right there.
What?
That is taking responsibility for what happened by blaming somebody else.
Oh, he does that
all the time.
That's
what you do.
All the time.
That's what you do.
What?
So if you
say,
wait. What is the first thing you did after the Masters?
Now true masters win.
See,
it's not though, dude. It's not.
There you go. Exhibit A. Would you like to go? You do it all the time. Heat five. Well, if Jimmy would have got hurt, they would have got swept.
Yesterday.
Right? No.
They didn't get swept. They lost in six.
No.
Oh, you're talking about with
just in swept. General.
Jones.
But it's
Luis
terrible.
Says, how is he a football man? I had to turn the press conference off. Vlad says, Leroy, don't let the intangibles get you upset. It's all good, baby.
See? Right. Wait. But
I was on alert for something else.
No, but I'm just saying. You can't, and especially you. Y'all can't get on me. I was just quoting.
No,
he just quoted Biggie.
You what? Just so happy.
Marcos.
Yeah, no, it was
perhaps
Biggie.
I was sensitive. Perhaps yeah. I was sensitive.
Yes!
No.
Who called?
I still don't take it back.
I just wanted to make sure
who
you
called?
Could.
Wait, by the way,
yeah.
I'm taking one step deep.
Who says Biggie? Like
who's, wait. What person who's in the 90s rap?
Mm-hmm.
Says Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
You know who says that? Intangibles.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as
everybody else calls him Biggie.
In fairness, though, as an intangibles, the dismount on that line, very scary.
Yeah. It went from a 10 to a... If we would have stuck that landing, we
would have to... You don't know. Now you know.
Lynn would have...
Someone saw you?
He would have said, guys, I'd rather you talk about 420.
Oh my
God. Hey,
take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Thought they could finish the hour without hobnobbing, eh, Marcos?
Nope, not this duo.
Nope. A couple hobnobbers, dude.
I wasn't hobnobbing, I was talking to Solana.
That's exactly what hobnobbing is. What were you talking about?
Huh?
What does he want?
What does he want?
Yeah.
He was like, I was telling about Lil Durk, and he was saying, hey, you should be nicer to me, you know, while I'm here. And I'm like, no, I'm going to be a jackass whether you're here or not.
He wants you to be nicer to him?
Yeah.
No. Where's he going?
Why?
I don't know. I just said no. I said no.
Imagine somebody going,
I want you to be nicer to me.
Who are you being mean to?
Solana. You'd love this.
Oh, okay. I did that in the hallway already.
Wow. Trevor just sent me something. Apparently, the brass of the Mavs are talking today about the Luka Doncic trade, but no cameras, only no recordings of what they're saying, which I find is unbelievably soft. But the CEO, Rick Welts, compared the Luka Doncic trade to his former team trading Monta Ellis for Andrew Bogut in 2012.
What? Are you crazy? That's why. Well, let me tell you something. That's why they don't want to record it.
Oh, my God.
They don't want to record it because somebody going to say something stupid like that. He compared Luka Doncic
to Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut.
Typical rat behavior.
Andrew Bogut. So that's how they look at Luka? They think Luka and Bogut are the same?
Solid piece for the Warriors champions.
Again, they think Luka and...
Samesies.
And when they traded Bogut, he was 30.
I don't remember.
Luka's 25.
I know.
And in the prime.
And they're the 3 seed. And you traded him because you said that the championship window is going to be more open with Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. Understood you lost
Kyrie
Irving.
And then the first week he got hurt.
First half.
So they're in the play-in tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 9-10s.
Oh, so they go...
They want to make it harder on them. I guess less rest is the... Thought process.
On the 9-10s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll be the 9-10s will be on Friday. The winners of the loser of this game goes and plays Friday of the winner of tomorrow.
Okay.
So tonight you got Hawks and Magic. Orlando's a 5.5-point favorite. And then
with the Magic? But is it injuries that killed
them? I'm sorry, Magic are favorite. My bad. The Magic.
I was getting ready to say, wow.
I'm wrong. Sorry. Orlando's a 5.5-point favorite. No. No, they're a 5.5-point favorite, and then the Grizzlies Warriors tonight. Warriors are a 7.5-point favorite tonight. He's spicy. They don't have Jalen Wells though. They did lose Jalen Wells for the season. You see that nasty fall that he took? Broke his wrist, face, messed up.
Who?
Whoa!
Their rookie, their sensational rookie guard. They drafted in the second round, Jalen Wells. The Grizzlies lost him. So a lot of people are like, oh, what are they going to do to stop Steph?
Because you know, Jai ain't playing no defense.
No, but you know what he is going to be doing?
Really?
That's letting his words.
I know what you want to happen here. I just don't think that Ja is mature enough to win at that level yet.
Just gotta win one game, baby. I'm just telling you.
Just
need to send the Warriors.
I'm just telling you. Even when I saw him play against the Heat, he may have had the game winner, but he does a lot of costly things.
He's been shooting it well, though. He's in a little bit of a heater right now.
Okay.
I know they don't beat good teams. I know that's like the thing on them is they're a little fugazi with that. They beat.
I mean, how good if? But wait a minute. How good is Golden State? They're in the same damn spot. Like, why are we sitting here calling one team in the play-in good? They're all in the same spot with damn near the same record.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jaren Jackson Jr., all right, why don't you act like a defensive player of the year, all right? Because you had Draymond calling you out last game, and you two carnival barkers with your depoys that Bam Adebayo doesn't have. How about you get through a game without fouling out Jaren?
Oh, he fouled. You want to talk about the 2-for-2.
Oh, he's king of the 2-for-2. Oh, they're always dumb fouls, too.
Right. In the
for
first,
such a great defender.
Anyway, and it's always the first 2 minutes of a game, and he can't play the whole first half.
Schmeathan says, hope John Morant does a musket celebration today for the old.
How would you even do that? You got to, like, stuff the barrel or something?
Like, I don't know why you saying all these teams in the play-in, oh, we can't get by. They can't beat good teams. These aren't four good teams. They're in the play-in. Two of them wouldn't even be in the playoffs if not for the specialty play-in thing. So, like, no.
Well, I think the Warriors are a decent team. I think they are a decent team. I mean, Steph's been incredible.
They're in the same spot. Regardless of how good Steph is, how good Jimmy's been, the record's the record. It's 7-8.
But I'll tell you one thing. It's probably more juicy that they would have gotten Lakers first round. But the thing that's going to be interesting is, like, man, the Warriors are tiny. And the two teams that they would match up with, Houston or OKC,
giant,
are not.
Right.
So the Lakers have no size.
None.
They got no size. So
neither does the Golden State.
Exactly.
But the Lakers can get away with it because they're not going to be facing that early.
Man.
I'm telling you. No, it's ridiculous that we're sitting here saying one team can't beat the other team. The play-in is such that anything can happen simply because they're all kind of fighting for the same position, right? Like, I don't care who's playing. Golden State was the, what, 7 or 8 seed?
They were the 7, but only by a game. Because if they beat the Clippers, they would have been the 5. So,
okay,
it was a big game.
So why are we all of a sudden saying what the Grizzlies can't do? And we're sitting here watching. All they had to do was win a game.
I think because the Grizzlies at one point this year were the 2 seed, they've fallen all the way to the 8. Like, that's why.
Weren't they banged up, though?
Not really. No, they were just kind of – they
fired their coach.
Like, Ja was in and out because Ja's in and out. They fired Taylor Jenkins. Mm-hmm. They seem like they got something. I mean, off that Ja winner, they won 3 in a row. But listen, hey, you just got to go treat him like a pigeon, Ja. Let's go.
Pigeon squad assemble.
Grenades, baby.
Yeah.
I am all grindhouse tonight.
I
grit and grind and grizz and grenades.
The only way the Grizzlies can win is if they just play physical and push them around. And then you'll piss Draymond off and he'll kick somebody in the nuts. Right? That's the only, like, because Ja makes a lot of poor decisions at times. And Jaren Jackson's going to have two of the most ridiculous fouls within the first 5 minutes of the game. That being said, I don't necessarily think that the Warriors can run away with it. So we'll see.
Well, that's our show for everybody. We had a fun time today. We scared J-Fig with pop balloons.
Didn't realize that.
Chris Greer said stupid stuff again. And we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.